can't drive at 100 dollars.
Really? That's the truth. That is so true. I really like this place. It's such a nice area and such a nice...
Oh, yeah, and it's cool up here. Uh-huh. Breeze comes up here. Uh-huh. We used to live 11 years downtown and down in the Depression. Like, that was hot.
Oh, yes.
Cold. The cold sinks. Mm-hmm. It was cold in winter, hot in summer, no breeze. Mm-hmm. People used to make fun of this, of me, buying this place in the Negro section. Now, since it's all throughout, they compliment us.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I would too. You know, I talked to a man who lived out on a farm north of Denton. And, you know, it was summer, and in Dallas, you know, I start from my home in Dallas and go out there to see him, and it was so hot. It would be like 110 in the shade, you know, and it was so hot. And I'd go out there, and he lived up on the rise, and there were trees around the house, and the wind would come down, and it was cool. He never had air conditioning, and he didn't need it.
Well, I don't use air conditioning, but my windows in my room, it's the one I've opened that much, it's all. Uh-huh. My rock veneer walls, as we saw yesterday, they are insulated.
That's true, rock walls.
And then there's a room upstairs, so that's all that helps to insulate the lower part of the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't need my air conditioning. My gosh, it's a... That'll break you, right?
I know. Boy, I know.
Not seen a sense to it.
I know, you're really right. But you know, if you live in town and you can't get a house that's got good insulating and windows that are like this, you know, and you don't know how to do it yourself, you've got to do it. You've got to pay for it, and you need the air conditioning because you'll burn it.
Well, in summertime, they use a fan. They use a circulating fan in here, but in daytime, I'm not in my room at all. So, I hardly ever use a fan in my room. Sometimes late in the evening or before bedtime, it gets kind of stinky, muggy-like.
Uh-huh.
So, I aerate the air a little bit. So.
Don't you get hot out in your shop?
Well, it gets pretty warm out there in the tin room.
I bet that's
true. So, I have an outside bench on the south side of the shop that sometimes I work out there.
Uh-huh.
You know, if I really have to, but it's getting so way I don't do much work in the shop anymore, just occasionally.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
No, it doesn't bother me. I have a good fan in there, but I never am in the same spot all the time. I'm here, there, over yonder, so fan didn't do no good.
Mm-hmm. You can't stay still long enough, I guess you might as well just bear the heat. Okay, let me ask you about vegetable gardens. What all did you all used to have in a garden?
Oh, that's a general run of what I really couldn't pick out none. We had cabbage, red beets, carrots, we had lettuce, we had the radishes. Beans, we had English peas, and turnips, kohlrabi. You ever hear kohlrabi?
I've heard of it, I've never seen it.
It's a type of turnip, instead of the leaves coming out in the central, they come out, each leaf comes out of the globe separate.
Oh, uh-huh.
And you can eat that raw or cooked. In other words, it's a cauliflower flavored turnip, you might call it that way.
Oh, I bet I'd like that.
It has a slightly sweet, like a little bit nicer taste than cauliflower has.
Uh-huh. Is it a dark green? The leaves are
dark. Dark green. It's a mild, call it a light green.
Uh-huh.
Light green. The turnip has this white and purple, but kohlrabi is an all over light green color.
Uh-huh.
And you can go and pick it up out of the ground and peel it off and just eat it raw, like a carrot or a radish or a turnip.
I'm surprised. That's
kohlrabi is not commercial. You can't buy it in the store nowhere. It's very seldom.
Uh-huh.
Now in the city, the big supermarkets, I ask about kohlrabi. Never heard of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To know what it is.
Yeah. The only reason I've heard of it is because I have a garden in the summer, and I've seen the seeds. You know, I've never grown it, but I've just seen the seed packets for it.
You can buy garden seeds and kohlrabi, and they are a peculiar type of vegetable. They don't always grow good for us. Some people don't have a green thumb.
Yeah. Boy, I had the world's best tomatoes this year. I had tomatoes.
That's another thing, tomatoes here.
Oh, I love
tomatoes. I didn't mention tomatoes a while ago.
What do you call tomatoes that don't get any bigger than about this big?
I didn't know it. Oh, golly.
Did you ever have those kind, or did you go to
some people have them here, too, like that.
Yeah,
yeah, I came. There's a name for that. I don't know whether it's called pear tomatoes or not, but there's a name for those tomatoes. But right now, I can't think of it, because I never fooled it. I don't like them.
You don't like tomatoes?
Not the type of tomato. I like the great big ones.
Yeah, yeah. What do you usually get, the beefsteak ones, or the...
I buy the middle.